When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Kathy Lee Gifford shared a harrowing story involving President Donald Trump during an appearance on the Sage Steele Show podcast. The incident took place 31 years ago when a serious threat was made against her and her daughter, Cassidy, who was just 6 weeks old at the time. Gifford revealed that her late husband, Frank Gifford, received a call from the FBI alerting him to a dangerous individual, a psychopathic rapist and murderer, who was targeting her. The FBI instructed Frank to ensure that Kathy followed her travel plans to Atlantic City for the Miss America pageant, as deviating could tip off the assailant. They said, "We would like you, Mr. Gifford, to just keep your schedule. Because this guy, we don't want him to know that we're onto him," Kathy recounted. This individual had a history of violent crimes, including the rape and torture of family members. Recognizing the severity of the situation, Frank decided to contact Donald Trump. He called Donald and said, "Donald, we've got this situation," Kathy explained. Trump, showing concern for Kathy's safety, assured Frank, "I've got your girls. And don't you worry." Trump then arranged for Kathy to be picked up by his helicopter to ensure her safe passage to the hotel, all while she remained unaware of the imminent danger. "I said, Donald, why?" He said, "Because you've had a baby," Kathy remembered. The next day, Trump's helicopter arrived as promised, accompanied by four members of his security team. Kathy later reflected on the extra protection with gratitude, acknowledging her initial lack of awareness about the circumstances. "I just never thought about it, you know? But he never said a word. Nobody said a word to me."
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.